Ooh.
Hi.
Why are you wearing those opera length gloves?
Well, it's not what you think is the thing.
You haven't been to the opera?
No.
Why are you using those eyeglasses on a stick?
Look, there are some things you don't want to see. A stick is necessary.
You know, stick kind of reminds me of the word stench.
I was going to say stitch, but stench is a more appropriate word for today.
Stench, you know.
Well, that's ruined. All right.
Something smells fishy.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dog poopy.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. Two decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, your cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cat. Hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh, that sounded like it was coming from Coachella. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 420.
Yes.
The 20th of April, 20 and 26, and the you don't actually want to know year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVecchia Part. And I'm one of your hosts, the one who had to, his boots are airing out outside, and the stench coming from the laundry basket means I'm going to have to do a load of laundry later. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know, that's the least of your problems.
Today it is. It's true. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the patient one, the one who had to wait on me to run out to the Kohl's, actually the Marshalls, but whatever. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Y'all, I had to go and get a hazmat suit. A little late for that. Had to run out and get a suitcase because y'all busted a wheel. So, I had to run out because y'all, I'm going to the Nash Vegas tomorrow. I think my flight's at 10 a.m. I need to confirm that.
Now, have you notified Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee?
So sorry. Y'all, I'm there for work. We get in. I don't actually know. 1:30 or so local time tomorrow.
Isn't there a time change?
1 hour. 1 hour. Okay. So it's about an hour and a half from here to D.C., 2 hours to Nashville, plus an hour and a half layover. So 1:30, 2 o'clock.
All day.
Yeah. So y'all heading off to the Nash Vegas for a little work trip. I will be back Tuesday night. We did not take the latest flight out because it got us home at midnight. Because y'all flying back into Charleston on a Tuesday is not easy for some reason. I've run into that problem a lot lately. There are quite a few flights that don't exist on Tuesday. So we had to get there. But, y'all, we get back Tuesday at 9:30. It's going to be a whirlwind.
Is that 9:30 a.m. in the morning? Or
9:30 p.m. in the evening.
Oh, okay.
Myself and Lorena. So I've been running around. But, y'all, it's been a week. It's been a week. But, Big Fatty, how are you?
I'm doing hunky-dory. I've ordered some new smart plugs.
Ooh.
And I've got to put the Matter stickers on them.
Oh, well,
so I'm going to be doing that while you talk.
Perfect. I think everything here at the Vader Family Compound is either a smart plug or a smart bulb. So I think I'm all situated.
I don't have smart bulbs, but anyway.
Hmm?
Y'all have had to put on, I've had to put on the glasses.
Oh, Lord, y'all, he has. So, y'all, it was quite a week. Busy, busy week for Mr. Vader. Had a lot going on, a lot of little projects. And y'all saw Big Fatty on Friday because I got pushed to my limit at the coal mine. And I said... Y'all, I said no thank you and got in the jalopy and left. Yes. Because y'all, it was one of those situations where I wasn't going to get any work done because I was so mad I couldn't see straight, much less think about
some of that. I believe the term mad as a snake.
And y'all, I had some very complex things I needed to get done, and so whatever. But then I had to go back that night because I volunteered to work a little thing we were doing that evening. That reminds me, I need to turn in my time for that because it's the overtime. But y'all was there until 11:30. So it was a long day, but y'all, that's not... But anyway, you know, I can't afford a psychiatrist on the coal mine's insurance. So instead I went and afforded Big Fatty's sofa. And y'all, I came in and I laid down on the sofa and, you know, just talked it out. Talked it out.
And I said, now, how do you feel about that?
You did. And I said, I'm mad as a snake. So yeah, but y'all, that was not how we needed Friday to go. I had some big doings that did not get done, but that's okay. Y'all went and on Saturday, y'all had to do some HOA business. I had to pick up some stuff and run some errands, and I had to do some personal stuff too, and laundry and clean. And on Sunday, y'all, there was an event.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, we have an apartment here in the Vader family compound. Now,
before you start that, event sounds like an exciting, pleasant experience that you want to just share with others. So I'm sure that's what happened here, and please continue.
Y'all, we had a property manager who lived here. We have a studio apartment, and it's, I guess it's technically a studio. It's, you walk into the kitchen, then you go down the hallway where the bathroom is, and then at the back is the bedroom, and there's a back porch. And so, y'all, I have, this property manager moved out because he was terrible. We let him go, and he moved out in January.
Okay.
And I have been poking that we need to get in that apartment, and everyone, oh, we've got a key. We've got a, you know, our HOA president. I'll find it. You never found the key. Of course, we didn't get them back, whatever. And part of this was we also have a lawnmower and like an ATV that was used here in the neighborhood. We're not going to use that shit anymore. So we need to sell it. And we wanted to sell it before they sit so long that they won't start and all that stuff.
Right.
So needed to get in there. So I'd done all that. We went up to take the Facebook Marketplace photos, all that good stuff. And I took my drill bit set and said, all right, I'm going to drill out the lock. So I got some new locks. I drilled out the lock. And y'all, we went in. And that is where the video, I mean, that video that you saw, Big Fatty, of us walking in was truly, the door had just opened and we had just walked in. How would you describe that?
Well, the only thing that was missing at the door is beware, do not enter.
Y'all, they left.
Y'all, it could have been, it wasn't necessarily an episode of Hoarders, but it was definitely an episode of vomit inducing.
When I tell you that the smell hits you. Y'all, I had
the worse than Big Fatty having gas.
Oh, also. It's. Y'all, they wondered how I could handle it all so well, and I said, well, I know I have a friend.
I know Big Fatty.
And I've been around him enough. Y'all, these folks don't have a lot of money, and this was a pretty good gig for them. Now, they weren't supposed to have pets, and they had two large dogs. It was supposed to be just the property manager, but he ended up reconciling with his wife, and she was a big fatty sized lady. And so she moved in. Yeah, her bra. And I know that because her bras are still strewn about. Y'all, they left.
Once you wash those, if after you try them on, if they're too small, you know, let me know.
Okay, I'll let you know. But y'all, they left all their food. They left all their dishes. I mean, the place was trashed. It was completely trashed. The pee pads from the dogs were still on the floor, including dog poop in them and urine. And if you've ever had a cat or a dog that's gotten older and they've had to use those pee pads, you'll know that they're like plastic backed. So if something gets under them, it just kind of seals it in. So y'all cleaned all that stuff out. And then I made the mistake of opening the refrigerator.
Oh.
And y'all, that maggots and roaches. And so I took the drawers out that were full of I don't know what it used to be and just threw the contents into the creek that's right by there. And then we pulled
the creek through it right back.
Right. We pulled all the stuff out. Someone went and got a hose because nobody wanted to get close to it besides me. Y'all, they hosed it all down. We sprayed and we wiped and we sprayed because, y'all, it was full of roaches, maggots, and fruit flies. So we had to get rid of all that. But that's all we could do today. And so it took up my afternoon. And, y'all, I came in and had to do the thing where you take the shoes off outside and then you walk inside and immediately take off all of your clothes. And I had left my car up there because I wasn't going to get in the car like that.
Right.
And so I put everything in the trunk, all my tools and everything I'd taken, and then just walked back and immediately got in the shower. And y'all, I did so well, except when the roaches ran out at me. But I had done super well until I got in the shower and the warm water hit me and that smell just... And y'all, I almost vomited right there in the shower. So it was a day. So yeah, that's how my day went.
Let's see, that he moved out in January and y'all got in there in mid-April. So y'all will be going back in September?
I'm not going back. We are... going to have to find money to pay some service to come in and just haul that shit out of it. Cause I mean, we can load up the trash can every week for a few weeks and get a lot of it, but there's like furniture. There's, it's disgusting furniture and stuff in there.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And so all that's got to go. So,
did you ever figure out what the camera was?
I don't know. I turned off all the power. So if it was still broadcast, which there's no Wi-Fi, but yeah, I just put it face down. I forgot that she was still recording.
What is that camera?
Yeah, and it's like great. But yeah, so y'all, it
it's been a day.
It's been a day.
Well, it's the Lord's day.
Well, I saw the Lord. Actually, I think I did say that when I ran out because I thought I was going to vomit when I opened what I thought it was the freezer, but it wasn't. They didn't use the freezer. It was a drawer in the refrigerator. Like it's kind of like Big Fatty's refrigerator. It's got multiple drawers and stuff. And it had breakfast meat in it that had been in there, which in fairness, that was not the worst of the things. It was the vegetables that were.
Well, you know, yes. And because, you know, breakfast meat is still breakfast meat.
Right. So, hey, did you want? I think I still have that sausage in the trash out there. If you need some of it, but
let me check on my supply.
Okay, but y'all, I mean, just absolutely
vile.
It was vile, and so y'all, I ran over to the Home Depot and picked up 5 cans of roach. You know, the bombs that you put in a space. And it's going to take a few tries, of course, to get them all gone. But we can't. Y'all, I was like, there's someone who lives next door to this. So, anyway.
Did they complain about the stench?
No. they came out while we were there, and y'all, I was like, hey, how's it going? And they were like, are you the new maintenance guy? And I was like, no, I'm your neighbor, but we're just cleaning up. And y'all, they poked their head in, and they're like, oh. And I was like, yeah. So anyway, we'll figure it out. But y'all, sweetest neighbors. I was at Target just getting a couple of little things. I didn't have travel size contact solution to carry on. And y'all, my neighbor left a pair of, because y'all, I threw my gloves out. I had really good gloves, and I threw them out because after that, I was like, I'm not, whatever. I was like, they're not going in my house because they've got roach eggs on them. And so threw them out. But y'all, she went and bought me a new pair of gloves, and that was very sweet of her. And they're right ones, too. They're the good ones. Okay. So anyway.
Either that or she just cleaned them up.
No, they're leather.
Oh.
But y'all, I feel like we probably... Uh-oh. Is it not on here?
Uh-oh.
Y'all, is there some interstitials we can play? Okay. Why? Y'all, the bagpipes are gone.
Uh-oh.
That's... Oh, never mind.
It's in ya.
Y'all, let's all join together and send our condolences to Mrs. Bacon. Y'all, Bob of Bob and Sherry passed away this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I saw it on the Twitty. And so, I know this is going to be a difficult time for her. Because, you know, she started her day with them. Every day, instead of us or you, it was them. But whatever. That's fine. Okay. But,
nice competition. So is it going to be Bob and Sherry minus Bob?
Right. I think they're already off the air, but...
It's going to be like Romeo and Juliet. It'll just be Anne Sherry.
Right. Yeah. I don't see how it couldn't be at this point. So, right. Or Bacon and Sherry. Sherry and Bacon. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, Mrs. Bacon is, she's there. She's on it.
She's so, on it.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all, I bought some.
Do you know if she's attending the wake?
Maybe
she could sign the book for us.
I'm sure she's sitting with family.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, I didn't quite finish my story, but what I was going to say is when I was at Target, I bought some of those take and bake cookies, some chocolate caramel, sea salt, Pillsbury cookies. I'm going to bake them and take them to the ladies here who helped with the event today. So got to run downstairs and do that as soon as we finish recording.
Well, okay. Start the closing music.
Right, basically. Yeah. Y'all, I tell you, luckily I did things I needed to do yesterday on Saturday as we record this. I don't have laundry or anything I'm like frantically doing. Yeah, I'm only in Nashville for one night and I have the exact same carry-on, which I don't, it's not here. Y'all think shit's everywhere. It must be downstairs, but I have the exact same one that Big Fatty has now. And so, because y'all, you know,
Samsonite.
It's the Samsonite, which I kept calling the Samsung when I was talking to the lady there.
And she goes, "The old people."
I know she does. She's bless like,
"This is hard."
Yeah. But I got the Samsonite one that I knew if I waited long enough, because y'all remember I bought one and it broke, the zippers broke, and I sent it back and they gave me my money back because, they don't make that anymore, so they couldn't replace it. And so I knew if I waited long enough, the leftovers would end up at Marshall's, and they did. So, which is, and truthfully, paid $100 less for it than I would have, than I did originally. So did I need to spend $100 on that? No, but I mean, I wasn't going to check a bag for one night. Y'all, the little Samsonite bag is still too big for one night. It'll be mostly empty. So... which, I mean, I have to take nicer clothes to meet Larry with, and I'll take some gymnatorium pants.
Well, and snacks.
Well, there's that. But, yeah, y'all, our flights are completely full, and we're debating. First class is empty on one of the legs. And it's $100 to upgrade. And I'm not going to lie.
Which leg?
O'Hare to Charleston. So it's a little over 2 hours.
So that's coming back.
Yes, coming back. Going up. Oh. Going up. In fact, Lorena has... Well, I can't drink heavily because my car will be at the area of Puerto. So that does factor into these decisions. But it is far enough. I believe there will be some food, which would also be nice because it's a pretty tight connection. So I don't know if we'll have time to eat. And
regardless, you'll have the premium snack basket.
Well, right. And, you know, who doesn't love a little healthy popcorn?
Or six.
Right. Ma'am, do you see how fat I am? I think I can eat more than that.
Can you turn this plane around and go get some more popcorn for me? I'm fat.
Speaking of, I'm finally having my little procedure on my back a week from the day this releases. So I'm very excited. Got that all scheduled. That's kind of part of what caused the coal mine drama, but...
So will there be a lancing in that procedure?
There will be a lancing. There'll be a lancing and a cyst removal or something. I don't know what's happening. But y'all got that all scheduled. Y'all, best case scenario, when she called me back, the nurse did, the doctor said, I think I want to do that in the office. It's not a big deal. Which, y'all, that means there's no cost for the operating room. It's just a procedure. Like, and you know, that Peter G, whose birthday was this weekend, will know about that. Like, the billing code for that pays a lot less to the doctor than an operating room. And so that means, and I've met my deductible, so that means my part of it will be only probably $500 at that point. But hey, we'll take it.
It's a deal.
Exactly. So we were...
It's almost like a coupon.
If they took me to the operating room, there's all these inpatient or outpatient charges. Y'all, our insurance is garbage. So not when you're a big fatty and you have the Medicare on top of it.
Right.
But for those of us who don't have the Medicare, it's garbage. So
what'd you say, Sonny?
Yeah. But y'all, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. It's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives us the name of some fat people born on this day. You're not going to know who they are, and you're not going to know anything about them. So I'm going to have to tell you if they're dead or alive, because we're going to guess on that. And then I have to explain to you who they are, because let's be honest, Big Fatty.
Yeah, let's be Joey Lawrence.
Ooh, y'all, I guess he's still alive. Hey, y'all, he's an actor, was in a bunch of stuff, but y'all, I knew him from that Blossom show.
Joey Lawrence is indeed alive. He's an actor. He was in Gimme a Break and Blossom. So look at there. All right. Adolf Hitler.
Ooh. Yeah. Dead? I mean...
Too soon?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe dead. I mean, the news says he's dead. And can you trust them? Probably not. He was the leader of that Nazi Germany.
Well, yeah.
Okay. The Führer.
George Takei.
Ooh, y'all, he looks dead. And I sometimes think he probably smells it, too. Y'all, he's an actor. And he's alive, as far as I know. And he played that Sulu on the Star Treks.
George Takei is indeed still alive. And
it's Takei.
Takeya, tomato, tomato. Anyway, all right. He's still alive. And it didn't say anything on here about how he smelled. But all right, Michael Brandon.
Ooh, you know, that is his stage name. But I know that name, y'all. I guess he's still alive. Yeah, he was that Pwn actor that Big Fatty just loved.
Michael Brandon is indeed alive. It's not the one you're thinking of. But, that's the sound made when that other Michael Brandon sinks up behind you. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I only chose him because his name is Michael Brandon. All right, have we got time for one more?
Absolutely.
Luther Vandross.
Dead as a doornail. Y'all, you knew him as that love song singer back in the 80s and 90s, I guess. Y'all, I knew something was up with him because he has been, CNN did this whole thing on him. So I guess it makes sense that it would have been his birthday. And, you know, I was a big Vandross fan. I don't know about you in the 80s.
Well, anybody named Luther has got to be special.
I had a friend growing up named Luther.
Yeah, I think we both have a friend named Luther. Luther Vandross is dead. You know when he died?
It's been quite a few years.
Oh. 2005.
Yeah.
He, you know, he sings the endless.
Look in your eyes, and there I see.
Yeah, they play this at the hog all the time.
At
the hog. At the end of the night.
Here in my heart.
Well, you know.
I believe.
That's because when you go in the bathroom, they play endless love.
Your love
at the hog.
All I
Well, anyway, there was something, some other music that other than that, I don't know, Luther Vandross may have had a part in. I don't know, but anyway.
If it's the outro music, it's not coming soon enough.
I agree.
He didn't have a part in that.
Is it on a timer?
It is. It is. Oh. So, y'all, okay. What was your favorite Luther Vandross song? See, and that's it.
And if people wanted to tell us that, how would they do that?
Well, they could call us by sending us a voice letter to meh@thelfc.online or shoot us an email or whatnot. But y'all, I'd love to know because y'all, I grew up with Luther, and so
you called him Luth, right?
Well, yeah, and y'all
or Van,
Vandy, y'all. I'm Vandy. Looking at the top plays of his. And it's bizarre. Like, it's Dance With My Father is the number one song by him. Yep. I don't even remember that. I don't think. Oh, you know why? I bet it's a wedding song, I bet.
Oh,
that's why.
Back when I was a child.
I've never heard this that I know of. So,
you know, it reminds me of Bob. I think Bob of Bob and Cherry, that he really liked Dance With My Father.
Was it Aladdin that he did one of the songs of Beauty and the Beast? It was one of the two. So I, you know.
Beauty and the, no, that was Angela Lansbury.
No, I mean the actual radio release. Y'all, considering I had nothing and I'm so scatterbrained right now, I'm good for nothing. That was semi-entertaining. Not gonna lie.
It was?
I mean,
y'all, if only you could see the video.
Y'all, my house is a wreck. My life is a wreck.
For Patreon.
That's
you know, if you subscribe to the top level of Patreon, you get to see the vile abandoned apartment.
Yeah, I was the only one in that video, wasn't I? I mean, there's voices, but I don't think you saw anyone else. Oh, you probably saw Claire, my neighbor Claire.
Yeah, there was somebody. It was some lady in yellow or something.
That's Claire. Yeah.
Claire.
Yeah, y'all.
Claire DeLune.
Yeah, y'all. Claire was laid off. She worked in the theater. She was laid off this week. So if anyone knows any full-time theater jobs, y'all, she's an amazing artist. She's set designer and back of house. She did an awful lot of stuff. So if anyone has any of those ideas, y'all let me know because I would love for her to come out on top and be crazy successful. Okay. So,
well, you know, we know other people that are in the entertainment industry. I don't know if you remember.
Right, but I want someone that can help.
Well, you know, perhaps I hear there's an opening at Eagle Snacks.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, that sounded like Luther. I don't know.
Here and now. Here and now.